Like, what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield.
You're listening to The Talk. Talk radio for the masses. Here on WTBR FM 89.7. And now, let's talk. Or, let's not talk.
Let's discuss what we need to discuss.
It's Wednesday.
And you know what that means, people.
It's time for AAW. And to talk.
And to talk. All right, so our topic today is we're going to see how good people are at movie quotes.
Oh, goody, goody.
Some of your favorite movie quotes. So I got some sound bites, and we're going to play. So you can't look at the screen. You can't look at the screen over here. I can't turn this thing. So I'm going to play some movie quotes. Skip around.
Okay.
And we're going to see how good people are in getting movie quotes. In the meantime, what are some of your favorite movie quotes?
I have one. It's probably not on there, but I'll say it anyways. Blow that piece of junk out of the sky.
Star Wars.
Of course.
My favorite, and I know you don't have it, is Touché, Pussycat.
No, but how about this one?
The Force will be with you, always.
Of course, Sir Alec Guinness, Star Wars.
All right, so let's start some of these. I'll play the quote. You can't look at the screen. I'll play the quote, and you tell me what movie it's from.
Okay.
Is looking at you, kid.
It's Going with the Wind.
Wrong. Wrong already.
No. Correction. That is Casablanca.
Okay.
Of course, Casablanca.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
That's Gone with the Wind.
Right.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
That goes with every one of the Godfathers.
Of course, Godfather.
And somewhere that one's okay.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I think I'm blanking on that one. I know it, but I'm blanking on it.
That would be Clint Eastwood.
What's the movie?
Sudden Impact.
You talking to me? You talking to me? Talking to me?
Well,
then who the hell else are you talking to? Well, I'm
Robert De Niro, and that would be Taxi Driver.
Taxi Driver. Okay, well, try this one.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Oh.
It smells like victory.
Yes, blanking.
Apocalypse Now.
Thank you.
From 1978.
Phone
home. E.T.
Rosebud.
Was his sled. Was his sled. Sorry.
It was a childhood toy.
What was the movie?
Citizen Kane.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Silence of the Lambs. Kind of a lamb.
Bond. James Bond.
That's Dr. No. That's Dr. No, and it would happen to be, oh, God, the very first. Sean Connery.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Jaws.
1977, Jaws.
Oh, of course, Jaws.
I'll be back.
Play that again. I'm sorry, I was talking over it.
I'll be back.
Terminator.
What were you going to say for the other one?
I was going to say for the other one, a little interesting fact about Jaws. Bruce was the name of the shark, and it was named after Steven Spielberg's lawyer.
Another little interesting fact that line was ad-libbed. By Roy Scheider. It was in the script.
Yeah, because that was the first time for them to see the animatronic, and that was the response.
Okay, let's try this one.
My mom always said, life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Forrest Gump. And of course, that would be Tom Hanks doing that. Yeah, that's Forrest Gump.
What about us?
We'll always have Paris.
Casablanca again?
Casablanca.
I see dead people.
Sixth Sense.
Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
Godfather 2.
Ooh, we're getting good at this.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Terminator
2. Yep. Okay. Let's see. The
Terminator 2.
That handles that list. Let's go to...
We have to get to the
truth. I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
A few good men.
Keep talking.
And the kitty is stepping on the laptop.
Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
Why don't you leave her?
League of their own. What are you doing?
Isn't he a lady killer?
Acquitted.
I'm gonna have to hear that one again.
Isn't he a lady killer?
Acquitted.
I have no idea.
Adam's Family Values.
Oh, yes. Raul Julia.
The late Raul Julia.
Yes. Gomez
Adams. Oh, speaking of which, since we're on the, you heard that Lori Loring had died a couple days ago.
Oh, the original Wednesday.
The original Wednesday Adams.
Oh my God, really?
Yep, now there's one. All that's left is John Astin.
Really?
Everybody else from the cast is dead.
The child died before the papa.
Pugsley is gone. Grandma is gone. Cousin Ed is gone. Lurch is gone. Carolyn Jones is gone.
Kind of makes you wonder what Astin's putting in the cookies.
John Astin's 93.
Yeah, it kind of makes you wonder what Patty's putting in the food.
So in case you didn't know it, folks, Lori Loring, who played the original Wednesday on the original Addams Family Value, has passed away.
That's just wow.
Say again, please.
Houston, we have a problem.
Apollo 13.
Thank you.
Apollo 13. We'll skip around here.
I love it.
Hundreds of them.
Of course there are. This is where they bury their treasure, isn't it, Daddy?
Goonies?
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Oh, I haven't heard that in
1968.
Long freaking time. Yeah, I remember they used to go ahead and play that for like Thanksgiving or Christmas. Now it's The Wizard of Oz.
Conan, what is best in life? To crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and to hear the lamentation of their women.
Conan the Barbarian.
Conan the Barbarian.
Did you know who played Conan the Barbarian?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's right. I'll be back. That's before he did the I'll be back.
And rolling and whatnot.
Danny?
That's my name. Don't wear it out.
That would be Grease. I've heard and seen a movie way too many times to not know that.
And who said it?
John Travolta.
John Travolta.
So many hickeys, people would think I'm a leper.
Cheer up. Hickey from Kinnicky's like a Hallmark card.
When you care enough to send the very best.
The late Jeff Conaway.
And who was the one who said it about the hickey?
Stalker
Channing, thank
Stalker
you.
Stalker Channing.
Well, of course, that's mom's absolute favorite movie besides Saturday Night Fever. Yes, she has to thank for Travolta.
Saturday Night Fever, thanks. Folks.
Don't you understand, George? It's because you were not born.
A Wonderful Life.
It's A Wonderful Life.
My favorite three movies with John Travolta. Actually, I have four, excuse me. Is Grease, Saturday Night Fever, Look Who's Talking 2, and 3, Look Who's Talking 3, so, yeah. Now.
Face Off. Okay. So, yeah, I have like 6. But, yeah, one of my favorites is Face Off.
Face Off.
Well, heck yeah.
Okay, I'm still looking, so we're kind of stalling.
What would be your favorite out of his...
Whose?
Travolta's.
Ba 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 Burino. Ba ba ba.
Really, Sweat
Hogs. Ba ba Burino.
The Sweat Hogs of Welcome Back Cartel.
Yeah, up your nose with a rubber hose. Twice as far with a chocolate bar.
Drop it. Oh, I'm very sorry, dear. It's my medicine. I have to go take my medicine now.
Well, we have water at the table.
I can't take it orally, dear. Will you forgive me? I'll be right back.
Would you like...
Jim, you have a Janiah Doubtfire, dear. Mrs. Doubtfire. May you rest in peace, Robin. You're awesome.
Robin Williams.
Yes, the late, great Robin Williams.
Yeah, in case people haven't figured it out yet, we're doing movie quotes here.
Yes, we are.
I'm trying to find some of the good movie quotes, because... Everybody knows about movie quotes.
Yep. Well, yes, and some of them on Devil's the Dirt, I will hear the quote and be like, oh, crap, I haven't heard that movie or seen that movie in so long, and then it all comes back to them.
All right, here's the next one.
Yeah, but this is how I dress.
Next time you come into my courtroom, you will look lawyerly. And I mean, you comb your hair and wear a suit and tie, and that suit better be made out of some kind of cloth.
And also on top of that, the two Utes.
From?
My cousin Vinny. And also the two Utes.
The
what
two
is a Ute?
The late Fred Gwynn.
Yes.
What is a Ute?
What is a Ute? We still have to figure out what a Ute is.
That's two youths. Two young people.
And here's one for Darlene. If she doesn't get this one, I quit.
I feel the need for speed.
Ow! My two boys, Tom Cruise and Anthony Edwards.
Top Gun.
Yeah, I will watch the second one, not too crazy, but... I'm sorry. The second one was pretty good. Don't get me wrong, Tom. It was good.
I
love my first.
Here's another one.
That's me, honey.
Take me to bed or lose me forever.
Show me.
Go home. Yes, Top Gun.
What'd you all think of Top Gun Maverick?
Maverick, it wasn't bad. I mean, it did really well giving the tribute to Goose and all that, and it was really cool that they, you know, they picked up like 30 years after the first one. I mean, they were consistent and they did really well. I'll give them that.
They remembered Goose's and paid tribute very, very well to the character, which didn't break anybody's heart. It was good. I'm sorry, I just kind of missed the character himself. That's what kind of was hard.
Here's another one.
But Charlie, don't forget what happened to the man who suddenly got everything he always wanted.
What happened?
He lived happily ever after.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I'm sorry, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, let's get the right one. Not Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. That was...
I'm sorry, I'm having a brain fart. Yeah, that's Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. My bad.
Yeah, that was,
Johnny Depp. The reason, because I heard Charlie, and then it just popped in my head. I'm sorry, my bad.
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination.
Yes.
Figure we just throw that one in.
Well, of course.
That one was always a personal favorite. I think I watched it maybe 80, 90 times because it was just something that was always a part of my childhood. I remember the very first time I sat in the middle of the floor and watched it at my uncle's home, God rest his soul, and sat there with my mom and my dad sitting in a chair behind me and relaxing, and I was quiet for hours and they didn't bother. They had drinks and cookies and pretzels and whatever my uncle had for me, and I was quiet. They could have left for hours and came back. I probably would have been still sitting in the same spot. So yeah, way to go back then in the 70s. Way to keep kids quiet.
Way to keep kids quiet. Throw them in front of the TV.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now you throw them up on the internet.
Yeah, now you throw them up on the internet and wonder where next 15, 20 minutes, if your child isn't talking to some kind of pedophile or thinking about ways that they can do ungodly harm to their folks or to someone else or to an animal or whatever. I mean, only... You know, what's running through children's minds nowadays? We're not really sure. But,
I can see! Look at this! Man! I can walk! Jesus! Praise Jesus!
Trading Places.
Yes, Trading Places.
Yes, Eddie Murphy, Trading Places. And, of course, he's laying on the laptop again. Lazy kitty. Oh, my goodness. What is your obsession with my laptop? Silly boy.
Okay. Well, we're going to be all right. Anybody want a kitty cat for sale?
No.
He's not going to be a happy kitty because, unfortunately, on the 7th, he... has to get a shot in his boo-boo. He's like, I'm not happy. Don't even think about it. So he's not going to be a happy pussycat. Sorry, pal. Mama loves you.
No, she doesn't.
He's like, no, you don't. You're going to shoot me in the rear end with a doggone needle, and I'm going to smell like poop because I'm going to poopy all over myself. Yuck. He gets nervous and... It's a side effects from the shot. It makes them upset, and they can either throw up or have the violent butt problems or whatever. It's just a common thing, but it's a routine, and it's a 3-year uptime for kitty cats, and he just doesn't look too happy. He heard me talk about it, and... I said something to my daughter, and he ran into the bedroom like, come and find me, ha-ha.
All right, here's the next one.
Of course not. And that is the whole problem with aliens, is you just can't trust them. Occasionally you meet a nice one, Starman, E.T., but usually they turn out to be some kind of big lizard.
Another Bill Murray, but I can't think of which one that was.
Ghostbusters 2.
Oh, yeah. I had a brain fart on that one.
That one we don't run too much. Ghostbusters 1, no, that's a big difference. It's ran all the time. I'm not really a big fan of 2. 2 is okay, but I really like 1 the best.
Yeah, I like 1 over 2. I mean, 2 is not bad, but I like the first one.
Ghostbusters 2. What about Ghostbusters 3?
No, never. No, I haven't seen the reboot with the girls. And on top of that, there's Ghostbusters Afterlife, which has Paul Rudd in it. But I don't know, I haven't seen it. Can't really make a judgment on that one.
What kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
What? The what?
All right, one more time.
What kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
I think Mom's just shocked over the fact that it says country and western. I have no idea on that one.
It's the Blues Brothers.
Oh, Blues Brothers.
Stupid. I'm sorry, that quote's retarded. That is the most stupidest quote I've ever heard in my entire life.
Gentlemen, m'lady, you will always remember this as the day that you almost caught Captain Jack Sparrow.
Pirates of the Caribbean! Pirates of the Caribbean!
The Caribbean. The curse of the Black Pearl.
Oh, Curse of the Black Pearl. Oh, but I know it's Pirates of the Caribbean the minute it said Captain Jack Sparrow.
I'm not that crazy. I don't watch it.
I know them because Sissy and Johnny Depp. That's why.
Johnny Depp.
Exactly. Because of my sister, I happen to know a lot about the Pirates movies because of my sister. I love you, Tabby.
Johnny Depp.
Yeah, he's in one of my other movies that I really, really love. It's called Blow. Yes, it's exactly what people think it's about. He played a cocaine dealer. Ha ha ha.
Well then.
Come on, get your hands up, man. You need an interpreter. It's time to go to school.
What?
Come on, get your hands up, man. You need an interpreter. It's time to go to school.
Obviously, boxing, I guess.
I must break you.
Rocky 3.
Rocky 4.
Aha, see, you're off by
1985.
One. As far as the first one, I believe that was a Rocky one?
No, they're both from Rocky 4.
Oh, they're both from Rocky 4? Oh. Yeah.
Same quote.
Oh, holy crap.
Snakes. Why did it have to be snakes?
Indiana Jones. Temple of Doom, I think.
What's the joke about Indiana Jones? When he was encased in the carbonite, and he was having the dreams, and the dreams are raised of all stars.
No, it was Han Solo. When Han Solo was encased in the carbonite, he was having dreams of being Indiana Jones.
No, you know, his dreams was he was Indiana Jones.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Asps. Very dangerous. You go first.
Mummy?
Still Indiana Jones.
Oh, still Indiana Jones.
Yeah, and also from there, this is one of the quotes. And for dessert, we'll have the monkey brains.
Son, you're gonna have to face him sooner or later. Look, if you're afraid of something, you've got to stand and face it. Now run on, son.
You stumped me on that one.
Jumanji.
Oh, yes. Freaking Jumanji. Oh, my God.
I've seen things you've only seen in your nightmares. Things you can't even imagine. Things you can't even see.
Yeah, so, I know that one from Jumanji. I didn't know the first one from Jumanji. Leave me alone. My brain goes off into different directions on that movie. Sorry.
1,000 Arabs means 1,000 knives. Delivered anywhere, day or night. It means 1,000 camels. That means 1,000 packs of high explosive and 1,000 crack rifles.
I have no idea.
Lawrence of Arabia.
Okay. No, I didn't know.
Sorry, not really into the, oh my God, I'm so old, I have dust underneath my bum when I sit.
Really?
Do I sound like my parents?
Really?
Sorry, everybody.
Dust underneath your bum.
But now, I must stop this Christmas from coming! But how?
I mean, in what way?
Live action, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Because how do I know? That's Jim Carrey.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Yes, I must put emphasis on the live action. The Grinch that stole Christmas.
Number 16.
They saw my power, man. Ain't no way they're going to dog me this year.
Seriously? Are we stumped?
Seriously?
Adam Sandler.
Oh.
Guess who got bar mitzvahed on the BGA tour?
Happy Gilmore.
No, it wasn't Tiger Woods. It was Happy Gilmore. Happy Gilmore.
Yes. And we're slowly running out of time.
And we're slow. Are we really running out of time? Yes.
Yes, we are.
One or two more is all we got time for.
Understanding. Don't think twice. It's understanding that makes it possible for people like us to tolerate a person like yourself.
Interesting. I don't know.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, Ferris Bueller.
Remember.
Holy crap.
Remember.
Lion King. That one's Lion King.
Lion King.
What? I'm sorry.
So, what are quotes we have quickly? You are part of the Rebel Alliance and a traitor.
Take her away. Yes.
Greece is the word. I hope you enjoyed the movie quotes we did this time.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting for a lot of the parts.
Yes, and I guess we're out of time, so we will see everybody next week.
Yay!
Bye-bye, everybody.
Happy days.